USA Radio News.
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction.
President Donald Trump announcing earlier today that the United States would be pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal, once again keeping a promise that he made when he was candidate Trump. The president explains why he made the choice to pull out of the deal.
After the sanctions were lifted, the dictatorship used its new funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, support terrorism, and cause havoc throughout the Middle East and beyond.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said today that he wants the parameters of an interview between the president and special counsel Robert Mueller to be set by May 17th, which is the one-year mark when Mueller was appointed to probe possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia's effort to influence the presidential election. Walmart's announced a new policy when it comes to filling opioid prescriptions. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
In the face of a deadly national opioid abuse epidemic, the world's largest retailer says within the next 60 days, it's going to start limiting new opioid prescriptions to 7 days and dosages to 50 morphine milligram equivalents per day, also requiring that prescriptions be filled out electronically to prevent fraud. The changes in line with recommendations from the federal CDC trying to curb deaths from opioid overdoses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Donald Trump recently announced that Dr. Oz would be on the President's Council of Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Dr. Oz was also active in former President Barack Obama's administration regarding fitness and nutrition. He explains why this is so important to him and what he hopes to accomplish.
I've been involved with kids and healthcare for 15 years. We started HealthCorps, a big kids foundation, that long ago. And I've been passionate about the fact that we see children as the weakness of our society when it comes to health, and they're not. Yeah. And when you actually look into it, we have programs at HealthCorps, which I hope to be able to spread even more aggressively now that we have a platform that have been proven to help young people lose weight, learn what to do, including getting the right kind of physical activity, eating the right foods. You think it's rocket science? It's not.
No.
And advertisers go after young people because they know they'll translate content to action.
Dr. Oz also discusses why kids are so important to America.
Well, I've been actively invested. I was involved in the prior administration as well. I think all of us who have the bully pulpit to speak about issues of health need to get the message out that we are losing the battle with our children.
The least watched primetime program on Fox News drew more viewers than its most watched counterpart on CNN. Fox News at Night with Shannon Bream drew an average of 1.5 billion viewers during the month of April. That's according to Nielsen. Now, CNN's most watched show was Anderson Cooper 360, which had an average audience of 1.1 million people. And finally, back on this date in 1794, the United States Post Office was established. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.